The talk in Republican circles of impeaching the president has risen from hushed whispers to a loud roar. Hi, I'm Charles Goyette. The headline of the Drudge Report screams that Sarah Palin says, impeach him. For her, Obama's unsecured border crisis is the last straw. Sarah Palin is my neighbor. She has a home nearby in Scottsdale. Now, I don't actually know if she's around here in these parts or has taken a close-up look at the border situation and the unaccompanied children piling up in government warehouses. But things are pretty bad in the border states, so much so that even the United Nations is piping up. They should pipe down. The suspicion that this is a wag-the-dog crisis, one intentionally allowed or cultivated by the president, can't be entirely discounted. Obama has been defiant of the law in asserting that what he can't accomplish through legislation, he would do by other means. That would include changes that he desires in the immigration laws. A good Hollywood director would certainly know how to use images of parentless children in government warehouses to trigger emotional responses. By the last reel, there wouldn't be a dry eye in the House, and most of the audience would be moved to support Obama's immigration plans, even if they are more dysfunctional than Obamacare itself. Pat Buchanan got the front page of Drudge yesterday saying, don't impeach the president. Buchanan is a battle-scarred political pugilist, and he makes a much cagier manager in the ring than Sarah Palin. He says that Republicans already hold the winning hand. He writes, for while the American people have shown no interest in impeaching Obama, they are coming to believe that they elected an incompetent executive and compulsive speechmaker who does not know what the presidency requires and who equates talk with action. With the economy shrinking 3% in the first quarter, with Obama sinking in public approval, and with the IRS, NSA, and VA scandals bubbling, why would Republicans change the subject to impeachment? Now, on our daily radio program today, Ron Paul told me that he thinks impeachment is a good measure for violating the Constitution, but by that standard, he said we should impeach the Congress and the Supreme Court, too. The question about impeaching Obama actually should be, impeach him for what? So far, nobody has found Obama's fingerprints on the IRS scandal, so far. If it is tracked directly back to the Oval Office, that would be grounds enough, but nobody has the goods yet. Impeach him for unilaterally rewriting the Obamacare laws? That should be sufficient, but Buchanan makes the obvious point that Republicans who didn't have the resolve to defund Obamacare are not likely to stand firm during an impeachment battle over the issue. The real grounds for impeaching Obama should be his arming of Al-Qaeda affiliates in places like Libya and Syria. That's life or death. Of course, Republicans won't do that, because they have their fingerprints all over the same policies. In wartime, arming the enemy is an act of treason, and it calls for the death penalty. But who is the enemy? Look, the president doesn't have the authority to just wake up grumpy someday and declare anybody, Russia, China, Argentina, or any other country on the radar, the enemy that day. To have an enemy, you have to have a congressional declaration of war. We don't have one. And we haven't had one since World War II. The founders knew that a formal declaration of war concentrates people's minds wonderfully, and that's why they put the provision in the Constitution. If we had followed the Constitution in 2003 and declared war on Al-Qaeda or whoever the actual enemy was deemed to be, it would have prevented a lot of subsequent mischief. No president, Republican or Democrat, would have slipped so much as a pack of chewing gum Al-Qaeda's way, much less armed them and their fellow jihadists with shoulder-fired rocket launchers. It would have been unambiguous grounds for impeachment and removal of the president for treason. But instead, the Republicans and Democrats didn't want to follow the Constitution in 2003. And so, instead of clarity today, we have mush. For your freedom and prosperity, I'm Charles Goyette.
For information on how to order Charles Goyette's Freedom and Prosperity newsletter and more, please log on to moneyandmarkets.com or call toll-free 1-800-291-8545.